Which kinds of systems do you typically run into concerns over torsional vibrations with?
Well, that's kind of an open-ended question because typically anything that generates a pulsating torque, either from the driver, such as a diesel engine or natural gas reciprocating engine, mm-hmm. to anything that has a torque demand that is fluctuating, such as a reciprocating compressor. So anything that has a reciprocation will result in an oscillation in the torque, either the driving torque or the torque demand. So those are some of the big contributors to torsional vibration problems. There can be other areas, you know, certain turbine-driven equipment, you know, you have to be careful about torsional resonance and critical speed. But typically what I get involved with is reciprocating machines. Now, the industries that use engines, marine systems would be a big one, you know, tugboats, fishing boats, work boats generally are driven with diesel engines. And, you know, those go into a gearbox. There's a coupling involved, prop shaft, propeller. You know, those are dynamic systems which generally have, if they're going to have a problem, it will be at low speed. And it will manifest as gear rattle, gear hammer. In that case, you would hear it. The gear hammer can be quite severe at low speed. And typically you can, you know, alleviate those problems with different coupling selection. So the marine applications tend to be a problem. And again, anything that runs with a reciprocating engine, any industrial application, you know, gensets, any kind of compressors, yeah. So, yeah, a lot of anything with a diesel engine.
Anything that rotates.
Yep. Rotation and torque pulsation. So.